5 minutes when a bunch of stations join us. It's going to take over. He's got Evan Rankin coming on, cover big picture, insurrection act, what Trump should do. And the White House doesn't listen. So in a lot of ways, he's getting more hardcore. I think that's a good sign.
Yes.
We can debate foreign policy all day, but we're seeing, I didn't even cover this today. I dropped the ball. I'm going to go shoot a special report once Stewart takes over. Trump effectively pulled out of the UN, got out of 66 international agencies, pulled out of the final carbon tax groups. I mean, he's definitely making some good moves here.
Yeah, that's great. And his foreign policy, he's showing assertiveness and decisiveness, but he's got to go after the deep state here at home, because otherwise they're going to run the clock out and they'll take over when he's gone.
But that's institutional. DHS is newer. He's getting a better job out of them. Military, partially back under his control, still pro-America.
Right.
It's the tools he's got.
That's why he should use it. That's why he should vote the Insurrection Act and use the military intelligence. And
yeah, notice the left says, don't use the military, because that's the thing they know he's got.
Right. They're trying to scare him. They're doing successfully, unfortunately. They're scaring him into believing.
Remember, they scared him not to override Milley and the mayor of D.C. to call out 10,000 troops for J6.
And he could have done it.
He could have overrode it. They set him up.
Yeah, he had full authority to do that, and someone in a circle told him
to
do it.
Yeah, speak to that. Explain. Don't repeat it, Trump. Whatever they're telling you not to do is what you should do.
Right, exactly. Bizarro world. They're telling you to do things for a reason, that they want you to do things that they want you to do that are limited, that are not going to actually get after them. They don't want you to go after them. So I think he should do his best. Like when it comes to the immigration issue, he should be prosecuting the child sex traffickers, going after the people that are in political power, who are the customers. That's why the Epstein list was such a failure for him. Go after those people. Tie the wide open border to the fentanyl deaths and the child sex trafficking and the pedophiles in power.
And notice now that most of the Epstein stuff came out, it's all them. This was so stupid.
Right. So he should just refocus on going after the bad guys. And so tie everything to, hey, we're going after their foot. Once again, like you said, the analogy is great. Don't go after the zeros that are attacking you. Go after the carrier, like we did at Midway. So go after the people who are the customers for the child sex trafficking. Go after the ones who are covering for the cartels, taking cartel money and helping them funnel fentanyl in the United States to kill Americans on behalf of the Chinese. So go after these people, the people that have, like Tim Walz, with a strong connection to communist China. Go after them and expose it to the American people. That's why he should be holding massive pressers where he has experts get up and talk about, here's all the dirt, here are all the receipts on Tim Walz and his connection to communist China and how he benefits and the squad. And
how they're getting their groups launder the money.
Right.
Not defending the Somalis, but like I said, they're the bag men.
So yeah, use that, but use that, not just the Somalis, but look at how they're connected to Tim Walz. That's why he's resigning, because he can see that there's something coming.
He looks really scared.
He does. So
have you seen how he's, he was never fat, but it looks like he's lost 30 pounds the last 3 weeks. he's like, what's going on there? I mean, he looks scared.
Well, maybe he is. That's why he's so happy to see what happened yesterday, I'm sure, because it deflects attention, and now they can take the moral high ground in their eyes. And deflect attention what they're doing. So that's why I refocus it. Hey, here's who we're going after. Here's people who murdered and raped Americans. Here are child sex traffickers. Who can ever defend that? So go say, hey, you're trying to stop us from arresting and deporting child sex traffickers and rapists and murderers. Refocus on that and have concrete examples and have press conferences. We just captured this guy, and this guy. Here's what they did. Here are the photos of their victims. Refocus the American people on how bad these people are that we're going after and their connections to all these politicians on the left.
That's right. Coming back, a short special report by John Bowne. Walz has awaken the sleeping taxpayer, and then Stuart Rhodes and Ivan Raiklin take over with the big 35,000-foot view and what Trump needs to do, both very smart lawyers and patriots and veterans of the info war. It's all coming up. But Stuart, how do people find all your work?
You can go to oathkeepers.info, and just to piggyback on what Enrique said, I'm going to issue a call to action for Oath Keepers for volunteers. You know, if you're a member of Oath Keepers, just go to volunteers at oathkeepers.info if you want to volunteer, if you're trained to do security for guys like Nick Shirley. They need that. So we're going to do
it. All right. This is a report. You got about 5 minutes. It's a very powerful report. Just broke. And then you're going to take over. Thank you all for your support. God bless you. Big sale ends tonight. Get any supplement. Get a free bottle of Atomic Defense or Shilajit. Thank you so much for your support. Stuart Rhodes, Ivan Rankin take over. And then about 55 minutes from now, the great Harrison Smith with the War Room. God bless you all.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
In a major escalation, the Trump administration has deployed approximately 2,000 federal agents to Minneapolis, Minnesota. FBI, DHS, HSI, and ICE targeting widespread industrial-scale fraud in state-administered social services programs, while five states have had $10 billion in federal funds frozen for social services programs.
You have an understanding that 1,000 whistleblowers running an account on X have come forward to expose fraud in Minnesota state agencies, and they have been entirely ignored by Tim Walz and have even been retaliated against. Is that accurate?
That is correct. Even this morning, I got another message.
Make no mistake, we should be concerned about fraud in our state government. We cannot effectively deliver programs and services if we can't earn the public's trust.
The Tim Walz administration has utterly failed to protect Minnesota taxpayers and vulnerable citizens, ignoring years of credible reports and retaliating against those who spoke up, often by claiming they were racist or Islamophobic.
So today, if someone asks me, should I report fraud within DHS, I say no, no, no. It is career suicide plus a whole lot more. In our face-to-face meetings with a group of whistleblowers, they revealed that retaliation now includes threats of being fired with cause, which means you do not get unemployment insurance in the state of Minnesota, being blacklisted from all state agencies, and then there was a veiled threat of the use of military intelligence against them. They later informed me that it was discovered that in some targeted employees or suspected whistleblowers' personnel files were pictures of their homes and their cars. They also described that supervisors asked them questions about their families that to them felt like a threat. One example was, we need to know where your kids go to school and where their bus stops are.
Fending off the links to fraud, Governor Tim Walz has nervously welcomed federal cooperation.
We have a requirement that the House run an audit, which they did not do. You are the gatekeepers on this. Demand that there's data practices, and if they have emails showing that I have committed fraud, you should get those.
Which agency will provide oversight? Who will be the investigators? Will be audited? How often? Will the Attorney General's office play a role in that? Can you just speak to that?
Yeah. Those conducting oversight will, to a certain extent, probably make themselves known to us.
While Attorney General Keith Ellison has already been exposed.
Your office was involved when Feed in Our Future was sued for the first time.
And I'll call them in my office and demand some explanations.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm one of them, those guys you're talking about. April 30th, I got shut down and I got it. They put me on bows.
You say April?
April 30th.
Yeah.
You mean throughout the whole summer and the fall?
Yep. And I
You ain't got no money since then?
No, yeah. I have like 10 pilots sitting up there at Safari.
Attorney General Keith Ellison was focused on one thing and one thing only, and that was keeping these folks in business. There were no questions that he asked of these folks about how the kids are doing, the operation, how they're getting fed, who's being helped. Instead, the focus was entirely on ensuring that the money continues to flow. And I'll add that he went so far as to say that he was going to fight these people in reference to the state agencies. The state agencies are his client.
Yeah. And when you said money's going to flow, did money flow to Mr. Ellison's campaign a couple weeks later from some of the folks who were in that meeting?
Sure did.
How much do we know how much that was?
I do not have that number.
So it wasn't just overlooking the fraud. They were actively trying to make sure this program continued, and then they benefited from that politically with contributions to their campaign, all in this same year, all in 2021, when this was all coming to a head. Is that accurate?
That is my understanding.
Meanwhile, America asks Why are we even paying taxes? The United States collects roughly $2.4 trillion annually in individual federal income taxes. Following long-needed investigations and reform, the real fraud numbers could exceed the taxpayers' contribution. Meanwhile, Somalia had billions in debt forgiven as it digs itself further into the pockets of the American taxpayer.
The full scope of the problem is not just criminal fraud, but a culture of profiting from government programs in perpetuity, not as a safety net, but as an industry. I have personally met and had discussions with folks who identify themselves as consultants for multiple entities accepting government benefits. They have made a career out of showing people how to leverage the gaps in government oversight to maximize benefit payments.
Was there any threat of a lawsuit from the Somali community and folks affiliated with Feeding Our Future?
Mr. Jordan, there was more than a threat. They actually did it.
They did? And what was the alleged claim in that lawsuit?
That they were victims of racial discrimination.
Oh, they played the race card, huh? All this fraud going on, money going out, and they play the race card.
The fraud hearings won't just be another wrist-slapping for the D.C. Country Club. These thieves have finally awakened the sleeping giant. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Hour for Alex Jones, and my special guest right now is Ivan Raiklin, the Deep State Marauder, Special Forces retired Lieutenant Colonel, attorney, and basically my brother from another mother. How you doing, Ivan?
Doing great, Stuart.
Hey, glad to have you
on. 5 years after January 6th, you're free, man.
That's right.
Good to have you. You're doing well for yourself.
Every day on this side of the barbed wire is a good day. That's right. So, hey, I want to get your thoughts on what's happening right now in light of yesterday with the ICE agent shooting the Karen in the car. What are your thoughts on that and how it ties in with the big picture?
Yeah, I mean, that's like a tactical maneuver. I mean, things like that are bound to happen. It's an unfortunate what occurred. I think there was somebody that made a commentary that I thought was pretty exhaustive and all-inclusive on, I think, the sentiment of that shooting. On one instance, when you take a look at it, as far as the video angles that I saw, the wheels were turning when the tires were facing towards the officer. And so clearly it was a threat from that perspective. But at the same time, from a humanitarian perspective, it would have been better had that not taken place, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Right. Definitely.
And so you can't really see it at the initial point. The initial spin of the wheels are kind of masked by that other officer. But if you go back and replay that, the way I saw it is essentially the threat is there. I don't think anybody can argue that there wasn't any sort of threat towards that officer. Now, whether or not, I mean, his reaction time was fantastic.
Let's watch this right now. They're going to show this view right here and watch the wheels.
See how the front, well.
They're starting to turn. So here's the problem I have with it. Like I was telling Alex in the last segment, first of all, that should never have happened because they should have had the streets blocked. They shouldn't have. They
yes,
know that they
yes.
know the MO of the agitators. They know that they're going to be ran with vehicles. All this is known. They've seen it before in other cities. Why not block the streets and not allow any vehicle traffic into an area where they're operating? Any pedestrian vehicle or citizen vehicle traffic. So to me, it's frustrating to see. I want to get your thoughts on this. My position is President Trump should invoke the Insurrection Act so he has the manpower, National Guard, to block all the streets and do whatever he has to do to avoid just that kind of a
right, exactly.
situation.
I mean, the reason why this even took place, and I agree with you, Stuart, is that we're playing footsie, right?
Right.
This administration, while you know the directives came from President Trump and the executive orders are out there and Tom Homan is doing the best that he can, he really doesn't have the resources and in some instances the authority to do what is actually necessary. If you want to seal the border, how Dan Bongino was complaining that some of us don't like it, that 10 people have crossed the border, well, there's a simple solution for that, and that's what you're presenting. You invoke the Insurrection Act, you immediately have the necessary tools in terms of legal authority and the personnel and motivated individuals like you and myself that are willing, ready, and able to provide a support role as civilians, immense men that are civilians that are willing, ready, and able to go ahead under authority to lock it down. so that our house is no longer trespassed into with foreign influence, foreign terrorist organizations, the fentanyl, etc.
Right.
So on that, all it requires is political courage.
So on that point, I mean, I've been advocating this for years now, since 2020, as you know.
You're the first one. I mean, you're the OG.
It was me and then General Flynn, too, who back then, I believe, was also calling for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act. But yes, I mean, like I told Alex last segment, the U.S. military used to have forts all along the border with Mexico. That's who patrolled the border before there was a border patrol. And I would say that's what we need to return to. So, like I said on the last segment, I believe President Trump should shift, as part of his Monroe Doctrine or Donroe Doctrine, is to shift attention to Mexico. That's where the fentanyl actually comes from. Like, when I was watching the presser about Venezuela, you know, he was saying that, you know, that Maduro was killing millions of Americans. Like, no, actually, it's Sheinbaum by letting the fentanyl go across the border in Mexico and into the United States. So shift focus back to the border, use the military again on the border, invoke the Insurrection Act for both external invasion, which is part of one of the prongs, but also for the insurrection and also for direct obstruction, violent obstruction of federal law. But put the troops on the border, and I advocated for a DMZ of 30 miles into Mexico because it's a failed narco state. So he could shift. Like, I think Alex made a great point that he doesn't have a DOJ as loyal to him, doesn't have a CIA as loyal to him, doesn't have an FBI as loyal.
It's worse than in the first term.
It is worse. So what he can do is use the military, but who is loyal to him, and that's what he should do. And he should do that throughout the entire country. But back to your point about you and I, guys like us who are prior service and trained, we'd be happy, and he can call us up, not as private citizens, but as the militia, and call us up back into service and put us on the border. But what are your thoughts on him shifting gears and focusing on Mexico?
Yeah, I think that's a great at the end of the day, if you're going to focus on the Monroe, or now calling it the Donroe Doctrine, in order to establish primacy in the Western Hemisphere, it needs to start with your borders, right? Like you just explained, right. Mexico and Canada. And what does that look like? Who are the biggest threat? I mean, I'm a former intelligence officer. You got to identify your enemy, your threat, etc. And then on the global stage, it's the fentanyl that's coming in through the narco terrorists in Mexico.
From China.
Right? And then it's produced and distributed from China. And so I was of the opinion, or I should say, I've been a strong proponent of this kind of phased approach. You first castrate the deep state domestically, and then you crush the commies globally, and by extension, all the other nefarious actors globally. What I think is going on, based on my observations, there hasn't been a single thing done to the deep state domestically, and then the focus right now in this administration is focused on foreign policy. Now, on one argument, if you've been following my work, there's a potential argument to be made that it's being done on behalf of foreign interests, our U.S. foreign policy. But if you're subscribed to the idea that, no, this is done based on U.S. interests, then maybe it is good that we first neutralize our foreign threats so that we then have the, the runway.
Momentum.
Away from these foreign threats to then be able to go completely scorched earth against the domestic enemies of the constitutional order.
Right.
If that's what the play is, I'm not sure it is, but if that is what is going on, then I'm all for that.
Well, I think it ties together because it is enemies foreign and domestic, as our oath was. That's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with an invasion, an insurrection, and direct obstruction of federal law by people who are in alliance with Communist China. Communist China gives the precursor drugs for fentanyl to the cartels. They're just their proxies. It's just like the Cold War all over again. And so then they come north with child sex trafficking and fentanyl trafficking. And who benefits from that? Of course, it's the Democratic Party and corrupt politicians in the United States who are their customers for both.
Right.
They're getting their
surrogates. Cut. I mean, we just spent the last – it's their surrogates. We just spent the last four years where we had an agent of China squatting in the White House illegitimately, unlawfully, because our institutions, the deep state, they all failed us in our constitutional order, and they facilitated and enabled that to take place. And then it goes to what's been being released over the last couple of days, especially on President Trump's Truth Social. The 2020 election, I mean, you and I would say that you were a little bit ahead of me on – explaining what was taking place in 2020 and then substantively rejecting it and responding to it in the form of the pen is mightier than the sword, where you are actually penning direct letters to the president explaining what
open
he could
letters,
do.
Right.
And the open letters.
Right.
And the same thing applies right now. I mean, I want to hear you repeat what you were suggesting then, because it applies today.
Yeah. Back in 2020, I urged President Trump to use his powers as commander-in-chief to invoke the Insurrection Act and then to kick the CIA out of their building, FBI, NSA, kick them all out, and use military intelligence to go take over all the dirt, all the files, and declassify and expose the bad guys. Declassification.
Now, explain. This is what. Pause real quick. I want people to understand why the military, because this is important. It's not. Stuart is just not throwing out names just to throw out three-letter agencies. Let's go piece by piece on why CIA needs to be thrown out, why FBI, why NSA, and then on the other side, why specifically military intelligence?
Well, first of all, the military is who did our intelligence before there was a CIA. That's who did intelligence for this country. And the CIA was never supposed to be what it is now. It was only supposed to be a clearinghouse like the DNI is now. A clearinghouse for intelligence for the president. They wanted the intelligence to come to him in one shop that he can go to and get briefings. That's all the CIA was supposed to be. So out of the gate, they overstepped their mandate and went way beyond. Now they're a shadow government. So it needs to be destroyed and disbanded and scattered to the four winds, just like Kennedy threatened to do. That's what should happen. Mm-hmm. So the first step.
Right, and more recently, you had John Brennan over the last decade basically running a rogue operation to then go ahead and internally, domestically, destroy the constitutional order, and
and he's still running it right now, just like
yeah,
Alan
Dulles. And I'm
Dulles
hoping on
did.
Monday he's not just indicted, he's arrested and taken off the streets of America and the world.
But I hope he is too.
But that's the CIA.
But that's the problem, though, is just like when Alan Dulles was fired by JFK, he ran a secret. He kept leading the CIA behind the scenes and orchestrated JFK's murder along with others. So that's the problem we have now is Brennan is still running the CIA. And the CIA is still filled with traitors of the Constitution, just like the FBI is in the DOJ. So send them all home. Step one, invoke the Insurrection Act. That's what I urged back then. Send them all home. They can still get paid. You're on paid leave. Go home. And we're going to use the military to go in there and sort through everything. First of all, giving the president now accurate intelligence, not trying to spike, you know, his efforts. Things he can rely on, but also going through and helping him and put Tulsi Gabbard in charge of this, declassifying the dirt. And I would start with the judges first. That's who's going to be obstructing him with attempts to, like they just did in Chicago, right? They got an injunction, and the Supreme Court upheld it against him being able to deploy the National Guard to Chicago. And the reason why they did that is because he has not invoked the Insurrection Act. It lets them, this is the problem with half measures, it lets them say, oh, you have no authority to do that, even though he does. So this is the problem.
It gives them time to plan for the response.
Right.
It's too delicate, right?
Right.
It's too delicate in order to be able to continue down this path, because otherwise you're just essentially committing slow suicide when you're doing it in half measures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as far as the military intelligence, so just to kind of stress that point, if you're using military intelligence and you're looking at the institutions themselves right now, if John Brennan is effectively still running the CIA, even though he's not there because of his stay-behind network, if James Comey and Christopher Wray are still effectively running the FBI and covering for the pedophile ring known as Epstein, and I think that there's more damning evidence and information over at CIA Holdings than over at the DOJ as it relates to Epstein, because let's face it, it was a foreign op in coordination with the CIA, so they probably have more incriminating information. So if John Ratcliffe wants to be useful, he might want to release that as well.
He's not going to
so
be useful.
He's not impeached.
He's being
right?
fired. He's be fired. And so, why should it take impeachment to get rid of Ratcliffe? He should be fired by President Trump.
Yeah, but I mean, that's another topic. But culturally speaking, when you look at the broader institutions that Stuart just laid out, the Department of Defense has just been in effectively with that briefing at Quantico that was done a few months ago by Pete Hegseth, that he put everybody pretty much on notice that we're going to focus on warfighting efforts. So when in charge, take charge, that was definitely a moment where he and the commander-in-chief put their foot down. And I think culturally, that institution is now starting to come back over to the constitutional order side of things. And that, even today, is going to be the institution, I think, that is going to be the one that's going to restore the republic back to its normal flow. As opposed to this complete woke, insurrectionist, lawless that the left is trying to inject into the United States.
It's a beachhead. Look at it like that. He has to retake the executive branch. And so to do that, he's got a strong beachhead in the military. He's got Tulsi Gabbard, he's got Pete Hegseth, two people he can really trust. Put them in charge of Like I said, kick them all out of the building, CIA, NSA, FBI, go home. We don't need FBI just running all over the country.
Yeah, just go ahead and follow Dan Bongino.
And go home.
And sit at home.
Yeah.
And then go we'll take care of the rest.
Right. And then put firebrands in. I think they should make you the attorney general. I mean, he could do that for 120 days, right? He could put you in as acting attorney general,
Stuart,
for example.
Stuart, let's be honest. If I did that, the entire organization would effectively be wiped out.
Well, good. That's what it needs to be wiped out. Or Jeffrey Clark. You know, put somebody in there who has proven themselves to be
like,
to
I would
be
fire myself as the last person to be fired.
Sounds good.
And what, it would be much less than 120 days.
That's what Kash Patel promised us, right? We're going to turn the Hoover Building into a museum. So Kash Patel.
Yeah, I would help facilitate Kash's. You know what? I would make Kash the curator of the museum known as FBI headquarters, and I would call Dan Bongino back so that he could be the curator of the Washington field office.
Right.
So that he could save face.
So, yes, so Trump has a President Trump has a beachhead in the military of loyalty. I believe he'd start with SOCOM troops. That's what I advocated back in 2020. Use SOCOM troops. Use your, you know, across the whole yep. the whole spectrum, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. They all got SOCOM troops. They all got special warfare guys. Those are your true patriots. They really are. So use them. Use your Marine Corps is probably the most traditional branch overall as far as being loyal to this country. I would use the Marine Corps heavily, too. But and airborne troops. I'm going to be biased about that. But I think airborne troops and Marine Corps guys, they tend to
join
the military.
All right, I'll allow it.
For a good reason, right? So, but use your most loyal studs, who the American people respect and trust for good reason. Use them to go clean house and, you know, to liberate the oppressed, as your motto is for Depresso Libre, right? So start with
exactly.
them. But then they should, and I think he should focus on Mexico. And hey, go 30 miles in. His base will love that. It's being decisive. Not to worry about a judge giving them amnesty or whatever, because they can't even set foot inside the United States. But as you do that, you've got to go after those judges first. They should be going after all the dirty judges and exposing them. That's why you invoke the Insurrection Act, because obviously it's square on point. We have a situation where the president can say, I have determined that in this situation we have a systemic failure of our judicial system to protect the rights of the American people. In fact, you're being obstructionist. And look at the payoffs this judge has got. Look at all the dirty dealings, all the insider trading this judge has been doing. And you know they have all been doing it. And they're not that careful
yeah, absolutely.
About their intelligence.
I mean, you make a good point. Talking about the judges, we failed to talk about Article 3 much. Mike Davis does quite a bit through his organization. But when it comes to Judge Boasberg, I think it was earlier today or yesterday, Senator Ted Cruz, your beloved senator from Texas there, at least he moved and is calling on the impeachment of Judge Boasberg. Now, I mean, we all get it. He's only doing that because Ted Cruz himself was spied on. Me and you were on the same four subpoenas, by the way, by Jack. I'm going to use a polite
Smith.
Language. Jack Smith, I would argue the four most important of the 197
isn't that,
subpoenas.
Isn't that Jack Off Smith?
Some people pronounce it that way. Some people pronounce Jack Ass Smith. But I asked him about it. He failed to respond to me in the halls of Congress.
Right.
But nonetheless, my point here is that there is some movement. And I think the reason why there is movement is because of the, quote, black pillars that mandated this president to go complete scorched
Let's
earth
talk
against
about
the
that.
Deep state. And that's not happening.
Let's talk about the other side. What do we tell President Trump to do?
Yes, sir.
Problem is, this is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. Conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. Who want us to live in bondage? Who want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist. I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war. And to gird myself for it. And to guard myself for truth. Because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising, and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Now, back to our program.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioperin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. We've got the kick-ass... What's your title again?
Secretary of Retribution.
Ivan Raiklin, Secretary of Retribution. So on the break, we were talking about Tina Peters, and Ivan and I are of like mind on this. And I believe Ivan was calling for Tina Peters to be rescued by President Trump on inauguration night, along with the rest of us, right?
Yep, absolutely. Because you guys are, I mean, I think everybody considers everybody, Tina and you guys, as part of the people that were weaponized against related to the 2020 election heist.
No, beyond a doubt, I consider her a sister J6er. You know, yep. She would have been there.
She's J6 adjacent. You know how people call me, oh, I'm Q adjacent.
Right.
Well, guess what? Whatever you want to call it, she's J6 adjacent.
So when it comes to being decisive, Ivan and I are of like mind. We believe that President Trump should simply go and rescue Tina Peters. If he can get Maduro and go snatch him out of Venezuela, he can go to Colorado and hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Simple.
Use the same
it's
team.
It's like slicing through, you know, hot butter.
Right.
Let's face it. That tactical operation, from a tactical perspective, not a single casualty, injury, is effectively to snatch and grab a foreign narco terrorist leader in the Western Hemisphere. Perfect. Flawlessly conducted.
Yeah.
It would be so much easier to do the same to extract the lead federal witness in the 2020 election heist. Specifically as it applies to Colorado, and by extension, the software that was used there was used in multiple and dozens of states that can help Kurt Olson who's the 2020 election czar, if you will, to expose that electoral heist. Tina Peters should be immediately rescued, recovered, given medical treatment, you know, restored, if you will, at some level, and then essentially put to work, because that's she wants that, is what I hear.
Yeah, well, she's
to then go to the White House and start to put together all the evidence that she has to then criminally prosecute Jenna Griswold and all of her co-conspirators and all of the employees of the company that will prove their seditious, treasonous conspiracy. You can go into details on that.
Yeah, she's an obvious, and the point the audience needs to understand is she is an obvious material witness to the election fraud of 2020. Stop right there. Drop the mic. That's what she is. And the U.S. Marshals all the time go into state prisons and extract people to be material witnesses for federal cases. They do it all the time. It goes on every day.
I guess if you can give me 30 seconds, Mr. President.
Do it.
All you have to do is bring in AG Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, Director of the Federal Marshals, Gadiasis Serralta, and then say, hey, District of Columbia, or excuse me, U.S. Attorney for the District of Colorado, why haven't you criminally prosecuted Jenna Griswold yet? And number two, why hasn't Tina Peters been extracted as a federal witness in that case? And then he can look over to Pam, as she's down in Florida, I guess she'll have to VTC in because I think she's resting down there. You know, it's a hard job. And then Gadiasis Serralta, his nickname's Gaddy. Hey, Gaddy, why haven't you done that yet? I heard through the grapevine that he's waiting on the order from Pam Bondi. Well, Pam Bondi, why haven't you done it yet? Well, that's up to President Trump to make sure that Pam Bondi does her job.
I think you should just go do it.
Mr. President, you want to get to the bottom of 2020, it's going to be hard to do so without extracting Tina Peters, because I don't see her. I don't see them releasing her. The only time that they're going to release her, if she's dead or if she's extracted.
And this is the problem, and I love Peter Tichtin. He's my attorney for my pardon. He's a good man. But this is the problem with going hat in hand to a federal judge. If you're asserting that the president has the authority and power, because it was never actually decided by the Supreme Court, you're saying that, I think it's a brilliant argument. President of the United States can pardon state offenses as well as federal offenses. If you're asserting that, why do you need to go to a judge and say, judge, we want you to affirm the president can do this before he goes and rescues her? Just go rescue her. You know, you assume you have the authority. You've already pardoned her. Go get her as a material witness.
Get her and then let the court sort it out afterwards.
Right. So jump inside of their OODA loop, their reactionary loop of, you know, sort of orientate, decide, and act. Let them react to you. You go get her, rescue her. Possession's 9/10 of the law, right? Take her to the White House.
Yeah.
Put her in a Lincoln bedroom. That's where she's sitting. She's being protected. She's in the witness protection program as a material witness because her life's in danger, which it is. She's had death threats inside the prison, and obviously the bad guys want to kill her. So go rescue her and let them fight in the courts to get her back. But take it all the way to the Supreme Court. So we're not going to listen to any lower court because you're all corrupt.
Let them take it to the Supreme Court, okay?
Right. Let them fight it all the way to Supreme
Court. They have to justify their position. And while that's being taken to the Supreme Court, the evidence will clearly show that she was unlawfully incarcerated to begin with.
Amen. So use the U.S. Marshals, but hey, just like done before, all across the country, they've deputized Navy SEALs and Delta all across the country. And just have them go along with you. No, I can tell you from being in prison, no prison guard that I ever met is going to want to get in the way of the U.S. Marshals and Delta coming in to rescue Tina Peters. First of all, most of them are Trump supporters anyway. Even in a leftist state like Colorado, most of the rank-and-file guys are Trump supporters. You know, give me a little fist bump as I walk by all the time. So they're on our side anyway. So, and besides that, they're never going to do that
anyway. I mean, it's an easy assault, right?
I wouldn't even call it an assault.
You look at the location, you secure the perimeter of easy. I mean, you don't need that many folks.
No.
You don't need all 4,000, but if you want to do a show of force, you can bring all 4,000 federal marshals.
Don't need it.
In order to set the example for the rest of the country that this administration means business.
Don't need it. All you need to do is do a domestic version of the snatch with Madero. You go in, of course, you know, less force, but you go in with your Delta operators and you go in with your U.S. Marshals. Say, guys, we're here to do the right thing under the president's orders. Step aside. And they'll step aside. But jump inside the OODA loop. Don't announce it. Don't say, I wouldn't even talk to Pam Bond. Just go do it. And say, hey, she's a material witness. And then have Pam Bondi get up and say, yes, 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 do a press conference. Yes, she's a material witness.
Right, because she's reactionary. Exactly.
Yeah, she'll do this. That's how you get her to do the right thing, finally.
There's no initiative anywhere.
No.
It's all responsive. It's all just same thing with Congress. They're all responding to some independent journalist out there exposing fraud. And right. All of a sudden now, because
now.
The fraud that he's exposing has no relationship to Bibi Netanyahu. So, of course, they're going to jump on that to deflect from Bibi and Miriam Adelson and the Epstein files.
Right.
I mean, it's just so clear. So, I mean, there are too many critical thinkers that have a voice. Even you being censored on X, you still have a massive voice by thanks to Alex Jones for giving you the platform. The country benefits by having your voice. Because let's face it, America, if you don't know who Stuart Rhodes is, he's a Yale law grad that used to be a clerk for the Arizona Supreme Court. He is not just some schmuck moron with a one-digit IQ of these members of Congress.
I appreciate
that. He is much more intellectual than the almost entire Congress combined in understanding what's going on in our country.
I appreciate that, brother. Hey, so
it's just like disgusting that Elon still has you.
Well, actually, I just started, I don't know if I should even say this, but I just started a new Oath Keepers.
It'll probably get nuked by Jocelyn Ballantyne.
Let's find out. So my new X account for Oath Keepers, I started the other day. I was like, I couldn't believe it. Let me do it. It's Real Oath Keepers. That's what it is, at Real Oath Keepers.
I'm going to follow it right now as we're talking.
So we'll see if that stays up. So just to let everybody know that Ivan and I are going to be speaking together we're going to be both at the same events, both speaking in New York at the Stay Awake America Tour. We'll have them put up on the screen. In Long Island, New York. Long Island is much better than New York City. So we're going to be in Long Island, New York this weekend. And when we get done, we're going back to the D.C. area together, and we're going to be working on some stuff together. We're going to be co-conspirators on some good stuff coming out. So
we'll be maximally exercising our First Amendment.
Amen. So stay tuned.
then some.
So let me ask you this. So if you had President Trump in front of you for 5 minutes, I'm just going to give you the floor. Yeah. What would you tell him?
I mean, Mr. President, you're asking the question, and so is Dan Bongino, why are we so disgruntled within the base that supported you? It's really simple. If you go ahead and do what we just talked about, go ahead and free Tina Peters, you're going to get everybody immediately just supercharged on your side and reinvigorated and remotivated, knowing that you now actually have our back because she represents us. Number two, why don't you go ahead and do the simple thing of, you said Liberation Day was going to be January 20th. Well, your advisors told you to not liberate the Oath Keepers fully, nor the Proud Boys, meaning Stuart Rhodes, who's a combat vet.
I'm not a combat
disabled vet. Disabled vet that has not been pardoned. So a lot of his rights, and to include his veterans benefits, he's not getting. And he never even entered the Capitol. We all know it was a Fed insurrection. Your own White House just posted on January 6th that it was a Pelosi-led Fed insurrection. And we're going to show more of that. I'm hearing that as early as next week, finally, Barry Loudermilk is going to have a hearing with more information on that. So let's get to pardoning the Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. Next, now that when you do that, here's the benefit to you, Mr. President. That means that others like Joe Biggs, Stuart Rhodes can now be safely exercising their First Amendment, and others are comfortable having them at events. You know, this event that we're doing this weekend is because they're ultra patriots. Other places are still scared to platform somebody like Stuart Rhodes. So that gives you reinforcements. People that have been on your side and actually sustained damage, essentially injuries, and have fought for you and has spent 3-4 years in jail and prison for you. They want to come out swinging in your support, but you're limiting their ability to do so because they haven't received the pardon. That's the importance of these pardons. The next thing is Shane LaMond. If you want to go after Antifa in D.C. and limit your threat from Antifa within the District of Columbia from trying to subvert your administration, the one person that knows the entire link analysis structure of Antifa in D.C. is the former D.C. Metro police officer that headed up the intel division. His name is Shane LaMond. He needs to be pardoned. The reason why he's in jail, because he countered the Democrat narrative. The Proud Boys were going to call him as a witness, unbeknownst to him. And when it was announced that he was going to be a witness against the Jocelyn Ballantyne DOJ, if you will, they went ahead, the deep state, went ahead and criminalized Shane LaMond.
Yeah.
And then the last thing I'll say.
Is he in prison right now?
He's in prison right now.
So you got a good police officer in prison where he's in danger. And if you want if you want other officers to come forward and help you drain the swamp, you got to stand up for this guy.
And if you pardon him, then Barry Loudermilk can have a superior witness of the D.C. Metro's role in the Pelosi-led Fed insurrection. That's another component. I mean, these are all wins that benefit America. And in addition, they benefit you personally that completely vindicate you, Mr. President. And then the last thing I'll say, you know, you gave me 5 minutes. I'll say this. If you want all of us real alpha critical thinking men to be completely 100% back on your side, you have to take maximum initiative. Because at this point, everyone has seen the evidence. It needs to be now scorched earth. You call it what you will. Accountability, justice, not indictments. There need to be mass arrests and then superseding terrorism enhancements as the evidence trickles in, just like they illegitimately and illegally did to Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and all the J6ers, and everybody that stood up against the tyranny of the pandemic, the COVID con, the illegal 2020 election heist, and the January 6th Fedsurrection. Once we start seeing you do that, it will be a massive landslide victory for the Republicans this coming 2026.
Right.
I wouldn't be surprised if you get a supermajority in both houses, especially with Elon Musk now back in your fold, if you do those things.
And even if Congress continues to sit on their hands and he does all this through the executive branch, he would still get an energized base, right?
Massive.
Right.
Oh, I'd be back in. I mean, I would be completely no longer a black pill because we judge based on actions. So far, we haven't seen any.
Right. That's the problem, is that his own base is losing confidence in him because of the people he has around him who are indefensible. And that's the problem. So they're just going to stay home. So they're like, in their minds, and I've talked to plenty of people across the country, their attitude is okay, we put all our marbles in the President Trump. We believed he was going to go in there and clean house. And even he is disappointing us. So why should we, if he won't help us.
Right, there's no return on investment at this point.
Right, how some other.
I mean, for you, obviously, there is a return on investment. You got a commutation. There's a lot of things that are beneficial. I want to caveat and say it this way. For those that are going to attack me, I'm going to say this very forcefully. President Trump is a trillion times better than any Democrat administration.
Right.
Specifically, the Biden criminal syndicate's handpicked Kamala Harris. Okay? A trillion times better. But guess what? When you're starting at a zero, a trillion times better gets you to about a D minus. I'm aiming for that A plus.
Well, he has to take down the deep state. All of us who are red-pilled and awake, we understand that if he does not take the deep state down during this term, that when they come back into power, which they would eventually, they are going to unleash holy hell on all of us, not just us J6ers.
And at that point, there will be then no reason to now defend this administration from being crushed by them, because we're going to focus on defending our own individual selves.
Well, I mean, I'm
talking, already gone through that episode of trying to defend ourselves. I mean, I'm undefeated, but I also try to help everyone else out because I was able to do so. I'm not sure I'm going to be motivated to yet again defend someone that did not maximally exercise his authority to make sure that the one-tier justice system is back in place.
Well, as President Trump himself said just the other day, he knows that if they lose the midterms, they'll impeach him. They're going to. So
I think that happens before then. I think that that may happen before the midterms. And here's why. This is important. I want to make this point. More and more people see that the protection of the Epstein files is going to squarely land the defense of it. At first, you can argue that, oh, Todd Blanche is not releasing him in time. And then you can say, oh, it's Pam Bondi that's not releasing it, or anybody else in the deep state, the DOJ. But at some point in time, and I think the days are numbered, it's going to really rest on the man. And the man in charge right now is President Trump, especially when he made statements such as, oh, people want to talk about Epstein still? Yeah, because if you disclose everything and there's some names on that list that show what specific policies were made by current politicians globally and domestically, it's going to expose a lot of things. And it's going to take a lot of people down. That's exactly what we want.
And I can imagine
might come too close to the president and his ecosystem.
Well, I can imagine.
And so if that doesn't take place, they've already violated the 30-day rule of the president's own law that he signed in that was unanimous in the Senate and nearly unanimous in the House. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody such as Thomas Massie, because they're going after him so hard, essentially starts the impeachment proceedings of Todd Blanche, of Pam Bondi. And if that doesn't effectuate the results of the release of the Epstein files, it can only increase from there, meaning there may be an impeachment by the Democrats and Republicans that are not in the Epstein files to force the release. And I think the only way that may happen is through an impeachment of Donald Trump.
But here's the thing, though. He signed the law to release it all. So
he did.
That gives him some cover on that. But I want to switch gears slightly.
But that's why he needs to follow through if he's serious about signing that law.
And here's why. Because we know, it's beyond a doubt now, that Epstein worked for Mossad and the CIA. He was running a blackmail operation. That's what blackmail influence operation to blackmail politicians from all over the world and executives, you know, and judges, I'm sure, also. That's what he was doing. That's what the intelligence agencies all over the world do. They do it all the time. And he's not the only one. There are other operations being run, too. So let's start with that one. That's why President Trump had made a massive mistake by being talked into dismissing the Epstein files as a hoax. Someone inside of his own circle poison-pilled him by doing that. And they put him in the category now of the, you know, protecting pedophiles. So to fix that, he's got to say, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's unforced errors.
Right. You need to fix that. I agree. So, but what he should also do is, I believe he should, once again, use that mass declassification power. So what I would tell him is, President Trump, like I told you in 2020 in open letters, you know, hopefully they got to you at some point, I hope, but is that you have the absolute authority as president to declassify anything. No one can stop you. That's why Robert Kennedy was killed, because he was going to go in and become president and investigate his own brother's death. That's why they killed him, because they're afraid of that power. You've got to invoke the Insurrection Act, send the CIA, NSA, FBI home, like we were talking about, send military intelligence with Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth helping you to go in and expose all the dirt. Start with the judges first, because they're your most lethal enemy in this current system, your most obstructionist. Mm-hmm. Start with them, start exposing them. Democrat, Republican, go after both sides. House, same thing. Senate, same thing. Start exposing them. The ones who
I can add one more layer to that.
Go ahead.
Expose governmental holdings. And then on top of that, why don't we also recruit Elon Musk to expose the criminality of our governmental officials that have Twitter accounts through the content that he controls, right?
Right.
Yeah. That adds another layer. And then in addition to that, what's his name? One of President Trump's closest friends, who runs the UFC, Dana White, is on the board of Facebook. It'd be nice if he could use that position to leverage a lot of the holdings of Facebook, of Meta, right? Facebook, Instagram, direct messages, Facebook Messenger messages, and WhatsApp, and not declassify it, but just release it so that the whole world sees all of the corruption. Sure. Of our government officials. That's how we clean house.
Like Elon Musk did when he took over Twitter. He threw the doors open and showed all the backroom dealings and meetings. This is the arrogance. That's why I say, if you go after the judges, I'm sure you'll find, because they're arrogant. You'll find judges, J6 judges, for example, whose clerks, I'm sure, were in direct communication with DOJ prosecutors and FBI agents and members of Congress, you know, illegitimately communicating with them, I'm sure. So just like Elon Musk did, what did he do? He threw the doors open and showed all the backroom dealings where you had CIA, FBI, and DHS sitting in on meetings to decide who and what to censor. That's what Elon Musk did. That's the first step in DOGE, right? Exposure.
Yeah.
So do that. That's what I'm saying. Exposure is the answer. The truth will set us free.
And expose that'll force the sooner the better, because if we expose it now, then all these Democrats and Republicans that are complicit in that crime can go ahead and retire and run for the hills,
right,
giving patriots time, all J6ers, all unvaxxed, all family members of J6ers and lawyers, to go ahead and step in the breach and run in those primaries to take over those seats.
That's
so
right.
That come time 2026 elections, guess what, President Trump? You ain't getting impeached. You're going to probably have a a super majority mandate.
Right. This is the only way
when
he's going to get
takes
it.
Place.
The only way he's going to get that is decisive action to do the right thing for the right reasons. But the side benefit is that he reasserts his majority, energizes his base.
Consolidates maximum authority, legitimate authority and power based on his actions.
And he'll get more. He got walkaway Democrats. He got libertarians. He got Ron Paul Republicans who came together, and that's how he won in 2016. Like Michael Moore, the filmmaker, you know, big fat slob on the left, described Trump as the Molotov cocktail of the working class, of the working man against the establishment.
And that still applies today.
It does, if he acts like one. So be the Molotov cocktail. Burn it down. Burn down the deep state, not our country. But I'm sure he's being told by advisors like Ratcliffe and others. What a better name for the man. He's a rat. So I'm sure he's being told that if you do this, if you expose them all, it'll crash our economy. It'll crash our trust in our institutions, and it'll bring down governments around the world.
Okay, it might temporarily crash some things, but
good.
It will restore so much confidence.
It needs crash
in our institutions.
It needs
by
crash.
Cleansing them.
Because I would say this to him. Last thing I'll say to him. We're running out of time. Is President Trump, you survived the assassination attempt in Butler because God saved your life that day and had you turn your head just slightly so it didn't hit you there. Instead, it hits you in the ear when you turn your head slightly. That's an act of God. You know that. You said that. That's why I tattooed that on my arm. God saved you for a reason.
Show it.
That reason he saved you, this is my Trump tattoo of him with his fist in the air and says fight down at the bottom. I got that in prison. But I got that because I knew at that moment he was acting like Teddy Roosevelt. He was showing the physical courage of a Teddy Roosevelt, a George Washington, or an Andrew Jackson. And I said, you have to go back to those three studs as presidents to show the same kind of courage and coolness under fire. That was his, I don't want that to be his high watermark of his most amazing moment. He needs to make this now his amazing moment. That was meant to save him to do what he can do now. That is his purpose. That is his destiny. That is why 100%. He is still here. That's his calling. That's why God saved his life. So President Trump, be the man that you were in Butler, the one we put in office to kick ass. All right. Thanks, Ivan.
Perfectly said.
God bless you, brother.
Perfectly said. God bless.
Peace. Be safe.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.